Welcome back to the Jason Ranch Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Two cities now here in Washington have moved forward with grocery store pay that's being labeled as hazard pay during the coronavirus pandemic. In Seattle, grocery store workers in certain stores would get $4 an hour increase over what they currently make. And in Burien, they're going one step forward with $5 an hour. The Washington Food Industry Association is now suing to make it stop. Joining me on the line is the CEO of the WFIA, Tammy Hetrick. Tammy, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jason.
So let's, we're a little far removed from the morning. So although at this point, with all the stress, I'm sure you don't realize what time it is. Obviously, you're not taking a position that grocery store workers aren't working hard and they're not, you know, taking at least a little bit of a risk going to work as quote unquote frontline workers. You're just taking a position that the way that this legislation is being written just puts grocery stores in an unfair competitive space.
Right, Jason, that's the point is, you know, we respect our workers. They are amazing. You know, most of them are considered family at these stores. And so it has nothing to do with that. It's just how it's being applied. We have many different employees out there working, you know, during this time, and it's odd to just single one industry out.
But I am told by politicians in Seattle and now Burien that the grocery stores are just raking in millions and millions and millions in profits.
Yeah, that's, you know, a great question to ask me, because they're basing this on a national study. And really what we're seeing happen in Seattle is totally opposite. You know, aside from increased costs for cleaning and everything else, and we also have no tourism to speak of. People are not working downtown, so we have decreased sales because those employees aren't there. And, you know, just all of those things and increased losses. So theft is up.
Yeah, what's maddening about this is when they look at national studies in particular, they also count stores like Walmart, for example. And, you know, you're talking about grocery stores that are not Walmart. Walmart sells way more than just groceries. But when you go to the QFC or Safeway, for example, yeah, they sell a little bit more. But it tends to be that those products beyond the groceries are not actually being sold. I know that gas, for example, purchases are down, clothing purchases are down, which of course is going to hit some of those grocery stores. And of course, Fred Meyer, for example, that's going to hit them especially hard.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, just the climate in Washington is different. And to base that study on something that has nothing to do with our state is very concerning.
So the lawsuit was filed or announced after the Seattle action. Burien today is taking up the $5 an hour. Is similar action going to be taken against the city of Burien?
Well, you know, I don't know that any decisions have been made. Burien has changed their ordinance. Their ordinance is different than Seattle. It actually goes down to 20 employees, which, you know, for a grocery store, that's not uncommon. We have 7 days a week and, you know, several shifts to fill just to keep our doors open. So this ordinance actually will impact even more of our grocers, our independent grocers. So it's a huge concern.
So how much of a competitive disadvantage is it right now for the grocery stores? And how much of a financial impact do you think this is going to ultimately have on them?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Jason, when I calculated out just 21 employees for a store in Burien, you know, that equates to almost $19,000 a month extra. I mean, that's just money they don't have. Now, they're trying to invest in online and, and delivery and all these other things aside from cleaning and just making sure that they're keeping their employees and customers safe. Now, those are our top priorities. So a cost like that, you know, will have to be absorbed somewhere, and it will mean changes in that business model.
Just joining me, I'm talking with CEO Tammy Hetrick of the Washington Food Industry Association, which is suing the city of Seattle, potentially the city of Burien, after legislation has been moved for extra hazard pay for grocery employees, although only certain grocery employees would be impacted in the city of Seattle, as well as the city of Burien, $4 and $5 an hour increase apiece. Although the increase in pay is not being extended to other, quote-unquote, essential workers in either of those cities. You know, when you look at what's going on, in particular, the city of Seattle, you've sort of dinged at the council for not reaching out to you guys at all.
Right. Yes. Now, had we been able to talk through this and, you know, work through what their real concerns were, I mean, vaccination is really where we need to be looking. I have addressed this with the governor's office. And again, in, you know, the documents I sent to the city of Seattle, you know, we need to prioritize vaccinations for grocery workers. And so, you know, that's how we help people continue to work safely.
Well, okay, so let me push back a little bit on that, because I've pushed back on the same line from teachers' unions. I certainly have no problem with someone who's, you know, 65 plus or in a vulnerable demographic getting a shot earlier than others, according to the phase-in program. But what's the argument that, say, a, you know, a 26-year-old otherwise healthy person who happens to work at a grocery store should get in front of someone else for a vaccine?
Well, I guess it's the same question for why we're choosing one industry for hazard pay over everyone else when, you know, everybody's out there and we're taking a risk. So I think they kind of tie together. You know, if we're going to say this industry needs to pay money because of the hazard, then, you know,
but is your position conditional? So is your position conditional, meaning the only reason you're taking that position of the vaccination, jumping the line, as it were, and those are my words, is because the city is essentially saying it is so dangerous, apparently, that you have to spend an extra $4 or $5 an hour per employee. You're saying, okay, well, then give us the vaccines and get rid of the hazard pay.
Well, I do think they go hand in hand to some extent. You know, we have been touting that we have very safe workplaces. When you look at the statistics, you know, grocery workers are among the lowest of exposures. I mean, you have government employees, you have a lot of others that are above them as far as exposures go. So I think our stores are really trying to do a good job of protecting them, you know, until we can get the vaccination.
Yeah, and they very clearly are. And I think it was Councilmember Teresa Mosqueda in Seattle had made the point when this was all announced that grocery workers are going into the store and customers are coughing in their face, which is just like, no, that is not happening. You still are wearing a mask going into a grocery. It is just so over the top. Do you think this is really about COVID, or do you think that this is about something more, maybe union pressure getting involved?
Well, I guess I would just point to, you know, our lawsuit and the two things that we identified is, you know, first they're singling grocery stores out and ignoring other, you know, frontline workers. But then secondly, you know, it's preempted by Federal National Labor Relations Act, which protects the integrity of the collective bargaining process. And so the city council has inserted itself into this collective bargaining process.
Yeah. So is that a,
I think that's another question.
Is that a roundabout way of saying, yes, you think that there are union interests involved here?
Well, I think, and that's been clear. They've said that, you know, that this was done through UFCW.
Yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, some union members did, in fact, get vaccinated ahead of others who are considerably more vulnerable, and they weren't able to jump the line the same way. We've been talking with the CEO of the Washington Food Industry Association, Tammy Hetrick. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate giving us a little bit of the info behind the scenes of what's been going on and a little bit of a look at the lawsuit. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely, Jason. Always great to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. You're listening to the Jason Rants Show. When we come back, speaking of taking you behind the scenes, I'll take you behind the scenes of the latest Antifa riot in Tacoma, telling you exactly how Antifa uses Twitter and social media in general to go after media members. I stopped by Fox News and the Faulkner Focus to give her the scoop. we'll play for you when we come back. But first, let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.